Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of prayer. We will read selected excerpts from the sources on this topic. You can download the study materials from our website. You can also ask questions throughout the lesson through kab.tv. Again, a lesson on the topic of prayer.
Tefillah.
A prayer. Certainly, at first, there are people who are used to praying, people who have never prayed. They are used to asking or not used to asking, used to hinging themselves on some upper force or on fate, but when a person studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, all of these things depart him. He no longer relates to them like people who were educated for this, meaning that they have some early version of this, some guidance from their childhood, and this is how they continue. They don't have such a thing. Rather, one starts to relate to things according to his own sensation, that now, according to the study, one starts to feel all kinds of situations that cleanse him from all of the impressions that he had before, maybe from the environment or from some study. Then one reaches a state where he has no relation with the Creator. It is all artificial, because this is what it says in the books of Kabbalah. And some time goes by until one sees that, well, friends, okay, they say that I need to be with them, to connect with them, that I feel something in that. Yes, I guess so. And I also learn from the system of creation, from the structure of Adam HaRishon, that this is how it has to be. And also from science, I see that this is how it is, that all in all, the world is round, meaning integral. And only after a lot of time does one begin to feel that, yes, nevertheless, nothing can help him for his advancement, for his understanding, for his sensation, for connection to the system of creation. Nothing. As much as he invests in the friends and in the study, it doesn't help him. Rather, more and more, only one thing becomes clear to him, that he is by himself. Then, after being in helplessness like that, only one fact becomes clear to him, that if the Creator will help me, then I'll be able to do something to come out of my state, etc. Only if he will help me, but nothing other than that. Even myself, with all kinds of means, that it's true that following my means I reached ascents and descents and all kinds of sensations, and it is true that specifically through the path that I went through, I understand and I feel that I have no help from anywhere, but only from the Creator. If he will help me, then yes. If he will not help me, then no. And here, one truly reaches the need for a prayer. Because if the Creator will not help me, nothing will help me. That's true, but what does it mean, if? What and how depends on me so that the Creator will help me? And here one reaches a state where he must act. That the Creator will help him only on the condition that now, when he is already certain that help, my help shall come only from above, then how should he aim himself towards that? With complete annulment, with the right request that the Creator will help. And thus he's then ready for a request. This is what we're studying here, really. All kinds of manners of requesting, and also the subject of the request, meaning its foundation. What should one prepare so that his demand will truly now bring him the help of the Creator? Well, let's hope that pretty much we went through this path, this preparation, so that now we can engage in the request. Go ahead.
So we'll be reading from a compilation of excerpts from the sources on the subject of prayer. Excerpt 11 from the Rabash's article, What is Heaviness of the Head in the Work? A prayer should be with heaviness of the head, with gravity, meaning when a person feels that he does not have faith above reason, meaning that the person does not mandate him to work in order to bestow, yet the person understands the primary goal should be to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason. And this is very hard work, since he is asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. And it follows that each and every prayer that he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reasoning. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in the state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart. Again, prayer should be with gravity, meaning when a person feels that he does not have faith above reason, meaning that the reason does not mandate him to work in order to bestow, yet the person understands that the primary goal should be to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. And since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason. And this is very hard work, since he is asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. And it follows that each and every prayer he gives to the Lord has its special work. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts in order to understand something with his mind and reasoning. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
Any questions?
Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, why is it difficult to ask the Creator to correct us?
We don't believe that He exists. He's not in my field of vision. Is it true or not? I don't know, Tzvika. You're saying that no? He is ahead of you, before you, but you cannot ask because of your pride? This is considered that he is not there. Anyone else?
What is work in the heart?
The heart is the desire. The brain only helps us arrange the desires, connect between them, however, and also assign them importance, more or less. But the heart is all of the desires. This is what it is called. So the work in the heart is that I have to arrange my desires in such a way that they will be ready to undergo a change.
Why is prayer work above reason? In my prayer, I should be within reason to pray for something that I want. What is prayer, actually?
Well, if you pray for something that you want, then you will be a person of this world who is praying for something that he wants, just like any animal. Then he will get nothing out of it, no essential change, just like with animals. In the end, as they pray to whatever they want, so, well, of course, that's not what we get, but the system takes it into consideration.
So why should one even pray? What is the problem? Why do I need to pray?
To pray means that every atom, molecule, organ, complete body, many bodies together are always feeling whatever they lack. Because the Creator, to begin with, created what is missing. He is whole, complete, and he created what is lacking. What's lacking is creation. The deficiency, that's creation. So what are you asking?
Let's say a person is sick, you have problems at home with your family and with your livelihood. Then a person thinks, listen, Creator, help me. Is that called a prayer?
That too is called a prayer.
So what is the prayer he writes here about?
Oh, here is a prayer for something else. Here the prayer is that we don't act out of the deficiencies that the Creator awakens in us, that I'm lacking, as you say, money or health, etc. These are things that the Creator awakens in us, in each one of us. And you see how the whole world is in lack. This is creation. The matter of creation is the will to receive. Will to receive means that it is lacking. Rather, the Creator who created that, he wants the person to reach a state which, where above this lack, he will ask to rise, not to remain inside of this desire and for the Creator to fill up that desire that he's in, rather that he will elevate him to a higher degree, above these deficiencies.
So the question is, the whole world is the matter of prayer. Pray, sit and pray, take a book. A person takes a book and praise, morning prayer, evening prayer, whatever. What does it help me if I pray according to the text? What's the difference? What is it about?
Nevertheless, people pray and they ask. And out of that, too, there is some influence on the Creator. You can't erase these things. Even the thief who is kind of digging, as we say, or hiding, it has some influence. But the influence is a general one. It is hardly felt. It's a kind of like white noise.
Nevertheless, they're taught, make a minyan, a group of 10 to pray in morning, evening, and so on. What is it about?
Well, yes, this is called the mitzvah that people are taught to do.
By the way, Kabbalists also did it, morning, evening, afternoon.
It's true, but we are talking about a different kind of turning to the Creator. Different meaning above all the desires and feelings that we feel within the will to receive that He created. Above it. That is, that I ask of the Creator for something that does not exist in me, and I don't really want it. I don't have any natural inclination towards it. And in that, I'm not like the rest of the world. I'm very different from the rest of the world. I have in me what is called a point in the heart, and I feel it. And it does not let me rest. And I have to pacify it, so this is why I reached the wisdom of Kabbalah. And also, it's not that I reached it. It was done by providence from above. However, after this, some study and many ascents and descents in all kinds of different fashions that I feel good and I feel bad, etc., now I come to the conclusion that indeed, nothing in the world can help me. Simply nothing. And for each and every one, it comes in a personal manner. For you, it might be in relation to work, and for someone else, in relation to his family, and for a third person, it could be some inner change or something. It doesn't matter, but for each and every one, there's nothing. And when I come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I study, and I want to reach the revelation of the Creator, I also think that this will help me, and that will help me if I'll study a few books, and I'll study each and every page. That will help me. It says that the study of the Torah is equivalent to everything. If I'll do some deeds, it will help me. If I'll bestow to the friends, let's say, if I'm in such a society already, following all of this and all of that and all of that, I come to a state where there's nothing, zero. As it says, and his hands are up to God. So, what can I do? And here, already, and I come to, but it's an inner feeling. It's very clear, very true, that I'm certain, I'm truly certain that the Creator, some upper force that I didn't need so much, that is, reaching Him, discovering Him, yes, but that I need Him as help, as a means in order to reach Him, spirituality, the opening up of the eyes, I didn't think about that. I was thinking that He is the goal. Now I think of Him that He is the means. That is, that I have brought Him closer to me. Not that He's somewhere there, far away at the end of my road, but rather now, at the state that I'm in, and maybe it's the beginning of my path, but He is here. Here is where I need Him. And from here on, I want to walk together with Him, so that He will always help me and direct me and arrange everything for me, because without Him, I decide that, out of my experience, I stand no chance. I have no chance. This is the point that is the beginning of the prayer, of the request, of the address. That's it.
He writes here about prayer in the heart. Is it worthwhile to do it by oneself? I feel bad. I can pray about myself, or maybe I can pray for others also. But is it beneficial and worthwhile to do it by oneself?
Well, you might say everything has some value. You cannot erase anything. But if we're talking about, it depends on the goal. What is it that you want? However, if I want to reach a spiritual goal, which is to come closer to the Creator, to resemble the Creator, to bring Him contentment, and maybe some other things, there are many discernments here, because each time I envision the goal to myself in different forms, in different styles, more egoistic or less. There are all kinds. We do not determine that. So, accordingly, I turn to the Creator in a different way each time. Okay? Yes.
Good morning, Av. So, what is the true prayer above reason rather than within reason?
The true prayer is a prayer for the help of the Creator. After you truly after enough time, and it's years, certainly, at least years, that you are in all kinds of searches of what can help you, then your goal changes also, and your means change. And it's not that you throw them away, rather the study and dissemination and the group, and most importantly the 10, all of these things, they do not go away. Rather, this is the framework. It's just a framework out of which I need to reach something. Or inside of it, I need to reach something. But this is the framework. Now, the question is, what will help me achieve what I want? That's it. And the goal, as I hear, is adhesion with the Creator. And bit by bit, these words, adhesion with the Creator, start becoming more and more clear inside of me with some emotional depiction. And then I begin, and it takes a long time, I begin to discover that in my helplessness, I can only turn to the Creator. And along with that, I receive great joy that it now becomes clear to me. And beforehand, I wasn't thinking about the Creator. It was difficult for me to even think about Him. I understand that there is some goal, and there are friends, and the study, and dissemination, and all kinds of actions that we perform, and then we reach it. The Creator was relatively absent. Now it's the opposite. All the other means that I was thinking about beforehand, that they are the primary ones, they disappear a little bit, and the Creator becomes prominent. The Creator appears that He is the main, the primary means. That's what it's like.
Thank you.
No.
Well.
Rav, Sheila, a question. How, in helplessness, to turn to the Creator? It feels like the state the furthest away from Him.
Very nice. This is why I said that it will happen when the Creator, to the opposite, to the contrary, He will appear before you, that He is a bit closer to you, and you need to turn to Him above all of the other means that you were thinking about before, that they are the primary ones. So you haven't reached that yet. We'll give it to your friend next to you.
The path of Hachishena, hastening it, that comes about through prayer, through the path to Hachishena.
No, it's not the only one. There's a prayer, and there's the topic for the prayer, right? Or the carrier for the prayer, all the means that support it and arrange it, because the prayer is already about what do I want. And in order to establish the desire and the direction, I need beforehand many actions and discernments. It takes years.
Meaning that there's also a form to the prayer.
Everything. A form, a goal, effort. Prayer is a certain state. It's not just words that you emit out of your mouth. A prayer is an inner state of your desire, of your intention, and they're all arranged in such a way that it is called a prayer. Because in that, you have your present state, your turning to the Creator, how you depict Him and how you depict His action back to you, and how this action works within you, his action, how it works within you, and how you are operated by it, and what you reach as a result. All of this, whether you want to or not, must be in the prayer. It's not just crying out like a baby cries that something hurts him. It is already such a kind of an appeal where there is the answer for the prayer, and then you feel that when you pray, when you turn to the Creator, this is what it means to pray, that this too He has established for you over a long time and many states you have been through, and no situation was without any purpose. Rather, they were all as discernments, as the carrier for the prayer. Okay. Gil?
Kiev.
Вот такой вопрос. Я чувствую сейчас общий хессарон товарищей. Я растворился в нем.
I feel the general lack of the friends now. I dissolve into it. And now you said that we need to imagine the Creator's response. How do you imagine it exactly? What is it?
I don't know. However, if you turn, what does it mean that you turn to Him? You turn to Him to get help. For what? For my present state. What is it that you want out of your state? I want to reach from state A to state B. Right? I want to change the situation. And what will you have in state B when you get there? What will you do then? What for? Why? So, it has to be something that it's not just to get rid of the present situation. You are talking as a serious person, right? So, explain it to me. What is going to happen here? That is, the prayer, well, besides that, inside of it, it should have the feeling that only the Creator can help, that there is none else besides Him, that you respect Him, no, not in the words as it is written in the prayer. All of these things are written in the prayer. Blessed are you, the Lord, our God, the King of the world, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, etc. That you honor Him, that you value Him, you praise Him, etc. But it's in your sensation. It has to be there. Otherwise, how can you turn to Him when you have already acknowledged that He is the one who is above you and arranging everything for you, and also He's arranging everything for you properly, that what you've reached thus far is all, it's also on the path, and that's, this is why it is correct, and you accept it as good chassadim, or maybe chassadim that are not so good, but you accept it, you realize that it is all directed, extended towards the goal, and what do you need help for? You need to understand as a great person, as a grown-up, what is it for? It's like you come to a bank to get some loan, right? Or to someone. You need to know what is it that you're going to do with it. What are the steps that you're going to take then, after you get help? What do you want to reach? Or do you just want to turn? Like a baby wants to be attached to his mother, and that's it. She takes him on her hands, he calms down, everything is good, nothing else is needed. Or you already are a grown-up person, and the help of the Creator for you is leverage for advancement. The prayer has to be complete. This is what I want to say. So you need to see that you actually turn to the Creator as to a means in this prayer, as to a means that will help you achieve the goal. And that goal is also the Creator, but not the same Creator that you use as a means. It's a different Creator already. You reach Him, you want to reach adhesion with Him. And also, in your address, maybe you also need to be in adhesion. So how do you combine these two situations, the Creator as a means and the Creator as the goal? Well, we will talk about it more. We need to open it up. This topic is very broad. It will open up the moment that we will start to work with the 10, with the work of the Creator on us. Then we will start to feel how much He is working behind the scenes, and now and in the future.
But nevertheless, until recently, we said that through the 10, I simply connect to the Creator without any conditions, simply in order to be with Him in some kind of interaction. However, now we're saying there are calculations, I demand something of Him.
I'll tell you what it's about. Earlier, when we wanted to turn to the Creator, we all together from the 10, we turned to Him in order to receive the reforming light from Him, surrounding light, general kind of help, so that He will advance us, and He, let's say, promoted us. He worked on that. And I'll tell you why. Because if we had such a question, such a request, even only in some of us and artificially, we saw that in everyone. Nevertheless, it comes to us from above. So the Creator wanted us to turn to Him in such a way. And we did turn to Him, and then He promoted us as a result of this advancement. Now, we don't turn to Him from the 10 just to advance. We want Him to help us in a specific manner, more to the point, more focused, more clear, more internal. Well, it's on the way. It will go through this way or that way. Moscow.
Рабаш в этом отрывке в самом начале пишет, что
in this text Rabash writes that the prayer should be with gravity. What is that quality of gravity, of being serious? How should it be expressed?
Well, gravity or seriousness means that there's something that doesn't leave me. It doesn't leave me. That the matter of the request has to be permanent, constant. That I'm always holding in me, in my head, that I have someone to turn to, I have what to turn to Him with. More and more I need to arrange my sensation and my address. And that the Creator has to answer me. He must answer me, right? And I constantly until I receive the response for the prayer, I need to realize that I still did not establish my address correctly. If there is no mud, it is a sign that there was no man. Again, we lose the screens with the question marks.
New York.
New York.
What makes the Creator help a person?
The question again, please.
What causes a person, the Creator to help the person?
What makes the Creator help a person if the prayer is from the depth of the heart, from the bottom of the heart, if the prayer comes from a minyan, from a quota, from the ten, if the prayer is sincere, meaning coming from the heart, as I said already, and if the prayer is... that's it. From the bottom of the heart, from the bottom of the collective heart of the ten, that's it. Because the bottom of the heart means that the prayer is correct, that indeed this is what we want. Well, for the time being, as much as we understand that this is what we need, because along the way, you know, it's like little children. And later on, more grown-up children until they become adults. We constantly have to detect the request that is the most true, the one that we should have. And as much as what we feel is true and what we understand is true, is that the same truth or not? Because in truth, indeed, I need to be in order to bestow to the whole world and through everyone to the Creator and to bring the whole of reality to adhesion with the Creator. That's all nice and good. But in my heart, I feel something a bit different. This is why in my heart, I don't always have that request, you know, for the peace of the world and the unification of the world and to bring contentment to the Creator. Rather, how much by, you know, giving contentment to the Creator, I might think about what will I get out of it. So here there's also the matter of the prayer, the purity of the prayer, and this is why we advance gradually. This is why Malchut of Ein Sof, if we would be in the first Havaya, we wouldn't be able to do anything, because there we are the complete opposite of the Creator, from one end to the other. And therefore, in order to arrange for us some connection, the Creator has arranged for us the letter. So, through this letter, we can be in gradual contact with Him, so that we don't immediately reach the complete Dvekut, rather gradually. Yes, Owen. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that after years that a person invests in the group, in dissemination, in the study, he discovers that it's by himself. Then he understands that only the Creator can help him. So what is this being alone by himself? By himself meaning without any means for help other than the Creator. This is what I meant. It's good that you asked, I guess, that. Is it possible to accept or to find some example of a prayer out of our situation in the state of preparation? In truth, there are prayers that were written to us by the people of the Great Assembly, very big Kabbalists, who were all in adhesion, a very big group, right? 120 people. As you have now the Honorable Knesset, the Parliament of Israel. However, They wrote prayers because they knew that the exile would be coming. This was before the exile, still, at a time when the temple still existed and everything. However, they already knew that there would be exile, and so you have to write all of these things, to put them in writing for the broad public, because people wouldn't know what to do. People wouldn't know anything. Well, there would be exile, complete exile, not like the exile of Egypt, but rather a lot worse, a lot longer, with in disconnection from the truth. And this is why they wrote it. They arranged many books during their time. They prepared everything for the exile, you might say that. Truly, the words, a preparation for the exile, as organized as they were able to do it. And it's also felt in what they did, how much they were concerned with anxiety about what will happen with the generations that will be in exile. However, those prayers, even though they wrote it from their height, on the other hand, they wrote it for those who are in disconnection, so that the prayers are true prayers, but nevertheless they're a bit farther away from the ordinary person in the street. He reads what is written there, he doesn't understand what is written, but that's also good. They already inserted within these words a connection between the simple person and the Creator. Even if he doesn't understand anything, and he hardly reads it, and he doesn't understand the meaning of the words, because what can you understand from what they wrote? Are these just pretty words? Half of these prayers come from Psalms. So, still it works. It nevertheless works. Whereas, people who come to states like us, they already want, or they search by themselves how to turn, because their heart is full of all kinds of emotions. That point that in an ordinary free person is vacant, empty, and they try to turn through the prayer book, for us that same point is already tied to the path and we want to advance with it. This is why if I read in a prayer book, it helps me a little bit sometimes to find something, sometimes I don't find anything there, etc. Sometimes, as Rabash suggests, just open the book somewhere in the middle randomly, it doesn't matter where it is, and check if you found something for your present situation. And also Psalms do it in this way. Try to just open it up and see. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If not, then open it up somewhere else. Really, like that. That was his advice.
But if I heard you correctly, then the prayer should first of all come from a place of connection between us in the ten. And it needs to include within it everything you talked about before, in the beginning of the lesson. Who is this Creator that I'm approaching, and why do I want Him, and there's one Creator for this, and one Creator...
Well, pretty much this is all becoming established for us, but the fact that we have to connect all of our preparations together to a prayer to the Creator, that, yes, that's already a great thing, a big thing.
And this can be accomplished by, just each member of the ten opening Psalms sometimes throughout the day.
It doesn't matter, how if he opens up Psalms and how. One thinks this way, the other one listens to the morning lesson, somebody else might hear something else. It doesn't matter. All together, our desire undergoes some processing and connection with the other desires, and that is what is most important for us. How will we connect together in such a way that there, inside of these desires, between them, we will detect what we call the Creator. The Creator, Boe, all in all, is the result of the connection of our desires.
Meaning, there's no example text that I can just take this from.
No. Okay? Good.
No trans.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. It's not clear. How do I turn to the Creator?
From within the heart.
But I don't have a true desire to discover the Creator.
So turn to Him to the extent that you're able.
But individually, personally, how do I turn to the Creator?
From the heart.
What does that mean, Rav?
From the desire, the thing you want most.
I ask inside?
Yes.
The Creator is something inside or on the outside?
It's not outside and not inside, it's everywhere.
Can you explain that?
No, I'm not explaining. You see how I'm answering you.
Yes, I see.
That's it. No more.
But I don't know how to...
Everything else is up to you.
I don't understand. All?
Everything else you need to interpret by yourself.
We pray each day. And I don't know if it works or it doesn't work. Maybe I'm not turning to the Creator. Maybe I'm asking for the friends, but maybe I'm not doing the right work. I want to do the work.
Yes.
But if it doesn't work, maybe I'm not doing something. So I'm asking Rav.
So I'm answering you. If it works or it doesn't work, you need to examine yourself. Why do you think that I'm answering you wrong? You won't get an answer. You won't get an answer. It'll just obscure the prayer.
I heard that if I don't get mud, that means that
there's no man.
There's no man, right? So how do I check the mud? What is mud?
Every moment you need to believe that you're receiving mud. Receiving it. But it's not what I want. It's what I receive. Because of what I asked. What did I ask for? I don't know exactly what my request was like. I didn't send any request. No, your heart sends requests to the Creator every single moment, and every single moment your heart receives an answer in return from the Creator, because you're within a unified system, an integral system, a global one. You're interconnected to everyone, and every time every moment you're in a kind of reciprocal connection with others.
Last question, Rav. What does it mean that I don't have the strength to ask to be in faith above reason?
That's impossible to explain.
Because I see the situation where I know what I need to do, but I don't have the strength to do it, and I don't have the strength to ask to be in faith above reason.
But nevertheless, ask.
Thank you.
Ask. The fact that you don't have the strength and you're not receiving, but it doesn't matter. You are still requesting. Yes.
He writes here, since he asks the Creator to give him something that all of his organs resist or they're against it, so if a person thinks that he wants to work in order to bestow, he wants to reach adhesion with the Creator, he writes that's the primary goal, but it's not in the person's horizon. All of his body is against it, and the person says, asks, I want a friend to come to the lesson, I want a friend to be healthy. That's the natural request in the heart. That's what appears in the heart. From such requests we come to the true request, because the Creator will not answer a request that is not true. As you said, if you take a loan, you need to know what for.
But if I know that I need to love the friend, on one hand, and on the other, I don't love him, I don't care. But I ask the Creator to make it so that I will love the friend and will care for him. Is that a true request or isn't it? It's true.
Yes.
So the fact that I don't love him, that's true.
Yes.
The fact that I don't want to love him, that's also true. And the fact that I ask to love him, that's also true. So why shouldn't it work?
So it turns out that everything is not real.
So
what should I ask for?
Ask even though it's not true, but you still ask. Otherwise, what do you ask for? What's the purpose of a request? If you're asking for something, it's an indication that you don't have it. You don't want it, but you want to want it. It's called a desire without a desire. Because it's true. It's real. That's how it is.
So, how do we build the prayer? Because all the prayers that are born in the heart, for the friend, for the goal...
You want your desire to change and that you'll want to love the friend? Or do you want to remain in a state where you don't love the friend, but that you'll have the desire to connect with him above the hatred?
No.
Well,
yes, that I'll have a desire to connect to him above the hatred.
Yes, that's called above reason. That's called above reason. So, very well. You're in something already. Right? I don't want my desires, they change, they don't change. I don't care about them. I want to work above them. Give me the strength to work above the desire. Let it suffer, let it love itself, it doesn't matter, but I want to love others. Well, is that fine?
Yes, so that's the goal then.
So at least you understand it, right?
My goal is that I want to love the friends above all of my desires. So I'll be unrelated to them, unconnected to them.
Yes, above my self-love, I want to love them. How can it be? I don't know. You make it so.
Ken Levich.
Yes, Levich.
If possible, two things. One is, so how is it possible to do it from the bottom of the heart, which is a condition for the prayer, even though the organs do not agree to it?
After I incorporate into an environment, the environment, I examine my heart and I pray together with them. Continue.
In the end, there is a state where you ask for bestowal from the bottom of the heart.
If I integrate with the 10.
Okay, the second question I wanted to ask. Over the last few years, I read with my kids the prayer of Shema on the bed, and I noticed that over the years the meaning of it, the inner work with it, changes. I understand the prayer differently. It very much connects for me with the intentions that we're dealing with.
But of course, it's one of the prayers of the members of the great Knesset. Of course, it's true.
And here I wanted to ask if you can make a discernment between... I mean, we do meet three times a day. We read sources and have some kind of a minyan of a quota. We have something similar. For us, each day, the source, the excerpts are different. So what's the difference What difference? Each day, either we take an excerpt from the lesson or from Rabash. Each day we take an excerpt from the source around which we...
Let's say it's different.
I mean, it's different from one day to the next. And here with the prayer, every day it's the same text. So what is the difference, do you think, between something that you do the same each day or something that we do... I mean, 10 days we get together, we read sources...
2,500 years ago, a little less, the members of the great Knesset wrote these words for you. With extreme exactitude, not a word has changed in it. You can see it in all sort, in many other nationalities or in synagogues all over the world. What they wrote is out of upper attainment. It's Kabbalah. But you relate to it as just words of prayer, something nice to say. It's the pure soul addressing the Creator and asking Him for corrections. Yes.
So why, for example, we don't read that in our Zoom meetings throughout the day? I'm trying to understand, because I feel that it's very powerful and it directs the heart. So why each time? I mean, that's the question. What is the difference between reading the same thing each day? It becomes a habit and we read it each day.
There are several reasons for this. But of course... it's good to read. You're welcome to do it. Read. But together, we haven't come to that yet. There's the matter of the influence of the whole on the individual. The collective on the individual. It's dangerous to approach the collective. Yes, Itik.
In our tents, we have a shatz who is supposed to pray for the entire tent, to raise a prayer for everyone.
He needs to make sure that each tent, the whole tent prays. The shatz, the messenger of the public, it's not that you appointed someone to pray and we're free.
What does it mean to make sure that everyone prays? It's an internal thing.
So what is the shatz? It's right. From now on, let's say Dr. Vlad is the shatz, the messenger of the public, and we go out for a beer. Very good. We leave him here and we go. Is that called the messenger of the public? And another one, an administrator, the collector, as we call him. And we go out... we go out and enjoy our lives.
We just leave these two friends and...
Yes.
Okay, so what's the right way to do it?
No, he just needs to awaken you. And also, it's not that the others don't... it's not because the others don't awaken. It's simply because each and every one of you needs to be the messenger of the public. And then... by rote, when it's his duties, he'll get this need to care for everyone, so that after a few such revolutions where each one is the shatz, this will become a habit for everyone, and then the whole ten will be the shatz, as shatz.
So his role is to remind everyone to...
Not exactly. It's to remind, to take care of the prayer, that it'll be deeper and from everyone together and so on. And again, this duty is so that everyone will have an experience of doing this task and everyone will feel that they're in that duty.
Тем два связанных вопроса. Первое, в связи с тем, что
мы... We have two related questions. The first one, in relation to what we're talking about right now, is how to pray correctly for friends who are sick.
I don't think that we need to pray for them with any special kind of prayer. Rather, it suffices to think about them, that they'll be in the background. That they'll be in the background. And throughout the day, we connect together and we're concerned with what's going on there. I get reports several times a day. So that's how it'll work. With the Abash also, we never prayed, we never even mentioned the names of people who were in difficult situations, even, God forbid, who passed away. No, there was no such thing. It's not, in general, it's as if not there, because it's clear to us that through our study we integrate with them. So we have Minsk.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, Тейлим или Псалмы — это молитвы Великого Собрания?
Psalms, is that the prayer of the Great Assembly, the Great Knesset?
No, Psalms, it's King David, David HaMelech. Psalms, the Psalms were written by King David. He is truly the king. The first king. A great Kabbalist, a very great Kabbalist. And he wrote the Psalms. Therefore, they're accepted by everyone, even across the world. We don't have any prayers which are more sublime than Psalms. Yeah, it's the direct address to the Creator, which is the most, the highest possible that can be. We don't have any example of also of kings in the world, other kings who write such things to the Creator. There's no such thing at all. The kings that were in the nation of Israel were all like this, but still King David is something special. So I recommend that you read Psalms, regardless of the language you read it in. The main thing is that you read. USA, Northwest.
Hello, Rob. My question about prayer.
Shalom, Rob. Shalati lagabei
tefillah. You said in order for us to pray to the Creator, it must be a
prayer.
My understanding of a whole prayer is it has the high inclination and the evil inclination. As a result of practicing Kabbalah with you, I am repulsed by the evil inclination. So how do I embrace that evil inclination with the good inclination and include it in my prayer? That is my question.
I don't think that we need to be concerned about that. I'm not going to philosophize there and to be scholarly. Where's the good inclination, the evil inclination, how to connect them together and with the Creator? That's not the prayer. The prayer should be from the depths of the heart. What do I truly want on my spiritual path? Where I see that nothing can help me but the Creator, and so I turn to Him. And what exactly do I have, and what... how to receive God's help, and what state do I want to reach? It needs to be as clear as possible. That's it. And how much of the good inclination and the evil inclination, how do I know? Where is that? Well, I'll now start making all sorts of calculations. No. The main thing is the address to the Creator, and everything depends on Him. Continue. We'll continue, and it'll become more clear. All right. So, do you want to switch to the preface or to learn more about the prayer? I think it's enough. Who's for the preface? And who's for prayer? All right. Preface.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson. The